Yeah, but there's, you know, if we're going to be a team that wins in the playoffs, those five guys are going to have pressure on them, or those four guys or whatever, six guys, whatever it is, they're going to have pressure on them there. So is it debilitating pressure? I wouldn't say so. Has it been a tough few days? Sure. Do you have to give credit to Kirby? Absolutely. He's pretty good. I think 1 through 9, we just got to do probably a better job of working some deeper counts and stringing together some at-bats and creating a little bit more traffic. But yeah, you got to tip your cap to Kirby a little bit.
A lot of tipping the cap lately for Tony Manzalino for the other team's starting pitcher. Now, George Kirby's been really good of late.
He hadn't been that good.
Well, I'm going to tell you right now, when they beat the Cubs, but he gave up 4 and 5 earned on June 20th. He had an ERA of 6.16. After last night, he's down to 3.71. So he's in his last 9 starts, he's been good. That said,
is he throwing complete game shutouts every night?
Nobody's throwing complete game shutouts. It's 2025.
Well, it wasn't a shutout. He gave up one.
Yeah.
He got Burns.
Yeah.
He got the Corbin Burns
treatment. So let's get to Mean Dean. Mean Dean was great last night. He gives up a run in the first inning.
Good for
Mean Dean.
He goes
8, only 5 hits, 1 walk, struck out 6. Alas, the Orioles don't score. The Orioles only got 5 hits. And one of those was in the 9th inning off Andres Munoz. Munoz like had a, it was a weird situation. They went out and gave him like a protein thing, and he had drank some water. He gave up a hit and a
walk. It together.
And Mountcastle just
Suarez. Suarez like stopped the game basically.
Yeah. So
the trainers could come out and he drank something from a pouch.
Yeah, but he was able to get out. He got Mountcastle to ground out. And,
well, look, they scored 24 runs. Mean Dean was great. Good on Mean Dean. But I think we know the bigger picture here, right, is with their core, the alleged core that's going to be a salvation next year. And don't believe anything you know about baseball, or don't believe any numbers. Believe us when we tell you that these guys are a contending team, whatever. They've scored 24 runs in their last 10 games. I think they've got 17 hits in their last 4. They don't even make contact. Strike out a ton. They've scored more than 3 runs in a game in just 2 of their last 10 games. They've scored more than 4 runs in a game just once in their last 10. And like, We're in the dog days of August, okay? This team is tied for 29th in baseball in walk to strikeout rate. This team is 27th in baseball in strikeout rate. This team is 28th in baseball in walk rate. This team has a 3.03 on-base percentage for the season. That's tied for 26th in baseball. Of their alleged young superstar core, Adley's got a 713 OPS, Westy 771, and Gunner 821. Everybody else is well below league average. And let me just, like, again, don't believe what they tell you. Believe reality. This is the Orioles where they rank by position in WAR. Now, this is Baseball Reference WAR. Mm-hmm. These are Baseball Reference numbers. First base, -0.8 WAR as a team, 18th. Second base, -0.9 WAR, 22nd in baseball. Shortstop, 1.5 WAR, 9th. You know, it's Gunner. He's legit.
Yeah.
Third base, 0.4 WAR. That's 12th.
Yeah.
Westy's been hurt a lot. And look, we all think Westy's legit. Their outfield WAR, -4.1, 26th in baseball. Catcher, -0.7, 21st in baseball. Okay, that's failure across the board. At key positions where they're telling you, don't worry, the answers are within. We got it. Like, and this factors in offense and defense.
Sure. And right now we get
they're nowhere close to contending to be anything worse than the second or third worst team in the American League again next year. They're closer to being the worst team in the American League than they are contending for a wild card team next year. That's their reality.
Yeah.
The core is another Ponzi scheme fraud they're trying to run on you.
And that's before you even get to the pitching. But, like, the walks, I was watching, and Roman Anthony looks like a special player. He walked 4 times last night. The Orioles, now granted, George Kirby hates walking people. He's walked 80 guys in 4 seasons. But they don't walk ever. These guys don't work walks at all.
They've got a 303 on base percentage. And like, they're all all their young players are going to strike out, by and large, 4 times more than they walk. That is a horrible, horrible ratio. And you can't tell me it's not by design, because they've been some of these guys have been in the alleged hitting incubator for 5 or 6 years now. They are who they're not all who they are. Like, Jackson Holliday isn't totally who he is, but my God, he should walk more than he does if you're going to lead him off every night. Like, this seems to me to be systemic rot. This seems to me to be a systematic issue for them as an organization. Because guess what? the on-base percentage is sucking the minors too.
Yeah. Well, that's where it gets to the player development. When we had Jim Bowden on and the fact that year over year, who's gotten better? It's Jackson Holliday. That's it. And this offense, look, the rest of the season, it's going to be an extremely tough watch in terms of the bullpen, which that's expected. And the outfield, okay.
No, they told us they had all these arms.
Couple of guys, but these guys, like, if the Orioles are going to get back to October baseball, they got to step it up. They have to. And you had that.
What if this is what they, 26 and 27 year olds, what if this is what they are?
I'm with you. And I think that's the question. And they had that blip where they scored 61 runs in a six-game stretch, four against the Blue Jays, two against the Rockies. And then, as you said, Jason,
24 and 10 games since.
With 24 and 10. It can't happen. And you were struggling to get balls out of the infield against Kirby last night.
We don't have time to do that here, but I do think that begs, like, they want to tell you that this is a blip and they're going to contend
next
year.
I've been calling it out for months.
Like, they, you realistically.
There is no core. There is no core.
But it's not a blip when you go back to June last year.
I don't want to talk about the core. I want to talk about how close they honestly are to being a team that's a playoff team. They have so much work to do, and some of that work is things that they don't seem equipped to do.
Everything they sold you was a lie. We're not going to strike out. We're going to walk. We're going to be immune to long slumps like we saw with Duquette Ball because we're not going to be feast or famine. Like, we're going to have a team that runs, a team that plays little ball, and a team that knows how to get on base. They are none of that. They have been none of that for years. The blip was like the 60 to 80 games where everybody was getting on base the beginning of last year. That was the blip. Because even the year before, it was people like Hicks who were getting on base. Mm-hmm. It wasn't the young guys getting on base.
No.
Like,
well, Adley was a little
they've
better.
Adley was a lot better. They've got institutional issues that they can't fix. Everybody's going to strike out 150 times or more who plays regularly, and no one's going to walk. And guess what? The home runs have come down. They're not a three true outcome offense. They're a two. Home run or strike out.
Orioles lose 1-0. They're back in action again tonight. Games at 6:30. Baltimore Baseball Night live from Pickles. Bob Haney and Mike Bordick at 5:30 right here on the Fan. And we'll continue talking some others. Remember, Brian Billick's joining us at 3 o'clock. But coming up next, I seem to remember the manager at the time, that would be Brandon Hyde at spring training, talking about how many bases this team was going to steal. What happened to the go-go-o's that we were looking forward to? It's Necessary Roughness next here on the Fan.